I'm Naomi Lewin. Welcome to Classics for Kids. Benjamin Britten called the third movement of his simple symphony playful pizzicato. Last week, I told you that the word pizzicato is Italian for plucked and tells string players how to play their instruments. A lot of musical traffic signals are in Italian because back in the 1600s, Italian composers were the first ones to write down exactly how they wanted their music played. When people in other countries started studying that early written music from Italy, they picked up the Italian musical terms and started using them too. You probably already know the Italian word for soft. It's piano. When we call the instrument a piano, it's actually short for the full name, pianoforte. The pianoforte was the first keyboard instrument that could play both soft and loud. Loud in Italian is forte. At the beginning of Rossini's opera, The Barber of Seville, they're trying to be very quiet, so they sing piano, pianissimo. Pianissimo is an Italian ending that makes a word mean very, whatever it is. So a piece of music that's very loud is fortissimo. There's also an Italian word for getting louder. That's crescendo. To get softer, the word is decrescendo, or you can also say diminuendo, which is like the English word diminish. You may have noticed that bit of The Barber of Seville slowing down as it got softer. Italian for slowing down is rallentando. In English, you could say it's relenting. Speaking of speed, or as it's called in music, tempo, which means time in guess what language, there are all kinds of Italian ways to say how fast and slow music should go. That's Handel's Largo. It's actually from an opera and has words, but it's much better known as Handel's Largo because that's the tempo marking. Largo is Italian for broad. In other words, take your time and play slowly. Just plain slow is adagio. Samuel Barber wrote a famous adagio for strings. Moving up a notch in speed, there's andante, which means going. Not going very fast, just going. If you want to go fast, in Italian you get happy or allegro. If you want to go even faster, you get lively. That's vivace. And nothing is faster than the time it takes a magician to pull a rabbit out of a hat. presto. Those are just a few Italian musical terms. You probably know plenty of others I didn't get a chance to mention. Next week on Classics for Kids, a piece by Benjamin Britten that tells all about the instruments of the orchestra. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.